I'm Nino Prodan, and this is the Smash the System podcast. In at least one previous podcast, I talked about how I waited tables as I moved from one career to another and from one field to another. And there was a lot of valuable things I learned from waiting tables. When I first started off, it was at a restaurant where the volume wasn't really that high. There wasn't a lot of fast turnover or anything. So I learned how to take orders and not spill things on people. Well, of course, through trial and error. There was one time I was carrying out 4 glasses of various drinks, huge, gigantic glasses. And I've got relatively large hands, but these glasses were just enormous. So I was carrying them all together, kind of pushing them together. And when I was setting them on the table, one started to slip out. And as it started slipping out, I tried to compensate and stop it from happening. But as I kind of squeezed together, I squeezed 2 of them out. And instead of one falling, I actually had 2 fall, like right on this. He must have been like 10 years old. I mean, it looked like this kid had a bath. He was so soaked. I felt terrible. But one thing I learned from that was don't carry glasses that way, especially those gigantic things. But during those early days, I was actually under very little pressure because the place just wasn't that busy. But I did notice my ability to remember things increased. And before I moved on to the next place, I could actually take orders without writing them down and get them down accurately. I mean, to the point where I didn't make mistakes. So one thing I learned was that you can learn how to memorize. Your brain can adapt. And of course, that's been backed up by science now. But it was almost obvious back then, without all the science behind it, that yes, your brain can change and adapt, even as an adult, to learn new things and think new ways. But that restaurant's low volume did give me one problem, and that was not enough money. So I did move on. I actually started working at TGI Fridays and did make a fairly bit more, even during lunch. But that also posed its own problems, especially during lunch. Lunch was a different entity, especially compared to dinner. And that was that everything needed to be fast. You know, people needed to go out to eat lunch and then get back to work within an hour most of the time. So we had to get people in and out of the door in like 40 minutes. And this was a whole different pace of work, especially from a non-busy restaurant during dinner. So people were sitting there for an hour, 2 hours, sometimes even longer if they were drinking, to 40 minutes. It was a big change, a totally different pace. And because of that drastic change, I needed to learn a whole new skill set. It was almost like a completely different job. It wasn't just moving faster, because if it was just about moving faster, I could have done it. See, I struggled at first because of that change of pace. I was just running around mindlessly. I would go into the kitchen, grab my food, come back out. Somebody would want to change or somebody needed a sauce. And so I'd run back in and run back out and give it to them. And then somebody else would need something. So I'd run back and then run back out and give that to them. And then another person needed something or somebody else needed to order. So I'd run over there and get that and then run back, place to order. It just seemed like I was running around like a crazy man. Now, granted, this is maybe in my first couple of weeks of working, but a couple of people complained that I wasn't getting them out of there fast enough. And so somebody watched me just to see what was going on and then brought it to my attention that I wasn't being efficient. And this was kind of crazy to me because looking back, so much was about my life was about efficiency. Yet in this case, I wasn't being efficient. And what they pointed out to me was when I was out on the floor, that I was only going to maybe 1 or 2 tables and then going to the back. And to be more efficient, what I needed to do was touch on all tables and make sure that everything that was going on in that area was taken care of. And then when I went back into the kitchen, everything that I needed to do back there was taken care of. Then when I went to go place an order, everything that I needed to do there was taken care of. See, I wasn't being efficient about dealing with everything I needed to do where I was. And basically, what this came down to was proximity is efficiency. And this kind of goes along with many things in life. You know, when you go to the grocery store, you want to get everything that you need to get from the grocery store. I've even gotten to the point where anytime I leave the house to go shopping, I go to every store that I need to go to get all the shopping done at once. But it goes beyond that. If you're learning a skill, it's easy to learn related skills along with that skill, but you don't want to learn another skill along with that skill that's totally unrelated. See, proximity is efficiency. If something's close by or connected, you can branch off a little bit there. But you don't want to get too far away, because once you start reaching too far, having to go too far, trying to include something that's unrelated, you start to become inefficient. Now that I dealt with everything with that mindset of proximity is efficiency, I realized there was something standing in my way from really accomplishing this. And what I learned from that pretty much changed my life forever. And I'll tell you about that tomorrow.